When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Becky's reaching out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, I have to say, I've loved listening to your show for years.
Thank you.
Thank you for always starting my day with a laugh. So here's the thing. I'm a 40-year-old single mom with a 19-year-old son. Recently, ran into one of my son's friends. It's a guy my son was once good friends with when they were 10. I hadn't seen him in years. We met each other at a grocery store, struck up a conversation, wound up meeting for a cup of coffee.
All right.
We then met up again for a few days later, and we hooked up. My son is not as close with this guy as they once were, but they apparently do still hang out from time to time. I'm debating as to whether or not I need to tell my son. Ultimately, none of his business, right? Anyway, hopefully your listeners won't blast me too much, but I'm hoping for a little help here. Thanks, all, and I'll be listening.
All right, so first of all, I want to hear from people who've been in this situation. You need to weigh in on this. Call us. I want to talk to you in person.
You do have unique expertise in this area.
502-795-1997. Listen, the age difference being what it is, there's nothing illegal about that.
No, but I do think that a son is probably going to have opinions about that.
Well, the only person, the only, I guess, variable in this is the friend.
Right.
Like, is he going to bring that up to, no, there's no way he would.
I can't believe he would.
No. Listen, I'm a guy. I've never hooked up with a friend's mom before. So I can't speak from experience here.
Okay.
But just from guy code, you're not going to tell your friend, hey, I saw your mom naked. You know,
oh God.
You're not going to do that.
Oh, boy.
So.
Okay. But, okay. So I guess the other question is there potential for it to happen again? If it's done, does that make a difference? Do we just not say anything? Or is there potential for her to keep seeing him? I think if there's potential to keep seeing him, we got to tell her son, right?
Yeah, look, if she just needed to, you know, get back on the horse, giddy up, you know, just for a...
Oh, God!
Just to make herself feel okay, and that was it, and then,
I don't think,
you know,
any
moving
son
on.
Needs to think about their mom getting on a horse, okay?
And then just, you know, and now it was a one and done. Like what you were saying, is if it was just a one and done, hey, you know what? Two consenting adults, we're fine. Let's just let it be what it is.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we just need to also maybe check in with the friend and say, let's not say anything to my son. Okay. Because I feel like you need to make sure you're both on board with that. Because
do you,
if the friend decides to tell,
there's no way. There could be. Now, Angela texts in and says, he'll bring it up if they get into a fight.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't know.
Yes,
like, how bad
American
of a,
pie.
How bad of a fight would it have to be?
Stifler's mom. Yes, 1,000%. We are in the middle of Stifler's mom situation right now.
All right. Like I said, I would love it if you have been in this situation and could weigh in on your expertise on how
but still
would love to hear what you think, because this is group therapy. Look, we're not going to blast her for trying to just get out there and do her thing. We're not doing that.
No, exactly. But, you know, it's the choice of, you know, someone that's kind of in their circle.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
it might be for a son.
And you brought up a good point. Like, take the fact that he's her son out of this, right? And what if it was just a good friend in a friend group, or who was younger, or, you know, whatever.
The fact that it's her son is significant, but we also don't know a couple of things. I think that kind of determine what you should do. Is that a one and done, or is there potential to meet back up with this guy?
Yeah. Okay. All right. 502-795-1997. Hey, look, Becky, not her real name. She messaged us and she was just wondering how she should approach the fact that she got with one of her son's friends. Now, before you go crazy, her son is 19. I guess we're assuming the friend is 19, 20,
same age,
18, 19, yeah. 20, something like that, too. Regardless, it's legal. She's 40. And now they're not great friends. They've known each other, but hasn't seen him in a couple years. So they just, you know, had a chance encounter and one thing led to another. Bada bing, bada boom.
But the son still hangs out occasionally with this guy.
Occasionally. Right. Right.
Yeah. And Sandy's like, yeah, no, you don't hook up with your kids' friends.
Well, okay. We're past that. Like, it's already happened. Like,
well, okay,
you can't really put the cork in the bottle.
You don't do it again.
Okay, yeah. Maybe it's all right, let's just try to not do it again.
Try not to.
Brittany says on Facebook, I see nothing wrong with it. It's not like it's your son's best friend. They were good friends when they were 10, but not close now. But I would say something if you feel like you're going to meet up with him again. So talk to your son about it.
Okay, so I think a lot of people are saying it depends on if you think you want to see this guy again, then we need to tell your son. But if it was just kind of like one and done, then do we need to tell the son?
You know, are you good? If you tell the son and your son's like, yeah, no, that's not cool. Are you just stopping? I would hope that she would, you know, Becky would think, yeah, you know, all right, I'll respect my son's wishes. And even though it was fun little thing while it lasted, it couldn't have been long term. You know,
there are plenty of other guys out there that don't have a connection to your son like that.
But what's the biggest age difference? Who's listening right now? If you could text us like the age difference between you and your partner. Because this is what? We're thinking roughly 20 years?
21 years, yeah.
21 years?
Rachel said, you crossed the line. I wouldn't say anything to your son, and I'd let it go as a learning opportunity. Never think about that line or cross it again. Have some respect for yourself and your family while honoring unspoken boundaries.
Mm.
That's good. So she's clear about, like, nope, don't date your son's friends. That's just a pool you stay out of. We don't go swimming in that pool again.
Okay.
Just go find another pool.
Yeah. I mean, and we were all kind of wondering, and I was saying, there's no way the friend is going to say anything to her son. There's just no way.
I mean, there could be.
But Missy texts in and says, the kind of people who would do that will tell.
Oh. Okay.
All right. That's interesting. Anyways. All right.
Jess says, keep it to yourself, Mrs. Robinson. How would you feel if one of your parents had done this?
Yeah, I guess if. Oh my gosh! Yeah, that
yeah,
brings
that's
up
new
the
perspective.
The whole that classic movie for sure.
Yes, it does.
All right, you know, we did get a message from a listener who said, "My sister is married to a man that is my parents' age. She's 41. He's 70."
Oh wow!
So, all right, that's what almost a 30-year difference.
Yeah.
Another listener texted and said 25-year difference in my last relationship. I dated my daughter's barrel racing coach. I don't know what that is.
And sounds fun.
It did not work out. All right.
Interesting.
Wow, this is interesting. We got a message from a listener who said a few of my adult son's high school classmates have reached out to me for hookups.
Really?
If
good for you.
And
you
she says
hot.
And she says, if I can remember you as a kid, you will always be a kid in my mind.
Yes, that's what I wouldn't be able to get over.
Now she continues and says, I told my son about one of his classmates and he got completely grossed out and upset with the kid. So, you know, she's just kind of saying Becky should not have crossed that line. That's her son's life. Man.
Yeah.
But you
honestly,
know what?
Good
that could, for you.
That could affect, wow. If he does find out, that could affect his friendship with that
sure.
friend. Like,
sure.
I do not see that continuing on. Like, how would that work?
Man, I just
how
can't,
would that work?
I just can't get over the fact that multiple friends of his reached out to our listeners.
Yes. Like, that is like, a hotness level. Wait, I can't even
like,
tell.
What kind of vibes were you giving off when they were growing up, when they were just have, like, come over after school?
Why are we not playing Stacey's mom right now?
I know,
why
right?
Why are you not playing
They
that?
Are, you know, hey, boys, you look hot. Can I get you some lemonade? And some peanut butter sandwiches? Can I make you guys some peanut butter sandwiches or something?
Stop it. Stop.
Something to take your mind off of the swing set outside.
It's so hot outside. Stop.
What are you doing? What are you doing? That's fun. All right. All right. Well, hey, I think the consensus is if you want to continue it, then talk to the son. If it was just a one and done and you know it is, then just let's go to the grave with that.
Let's not do that again. Maybe we try to find a different pool to swim in. That's what we do.
Yeah, like your son's former coaches. There you go.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay.
All right, there you go. That is group therapy.